If you want to fulfill your potential or help other people fulfill their potential so you can feel great and get the rewards and respect you deserve, then I want to give you a free physical copy of my new best-selling book, because you deserve to know the truth. The most important things for fulfilling your potential are not tips, tricks, hacks, therapy, coaching, meditation, breathwork, goal setting, journaling, or finding your why. I know it sounds irrational because we're so used to hearing about using these things to help us fulfill our potential. But these approaches are outdated and ineffective, and they are based on a big lie.
To find out more and get your free physical copy of Dr. John Finn's best-selling book, The Habit Mechanic, go to tougherminds.co.uk.
So I've been working with HSBC, and particularly their account managers. So they manage some big business accounts in Manchester. And we've been trying to give them an insight into their brain. The session is themed on maximising performance. So we've been talking about the brain, what it's evolved to do, and actually why that makes performing really well in the 21st century quite difficult. So we've been talking about self-control and how self-control habits are really important to maximising our performance so that we can be more productive but also happier, healthier and even wealthier, the research tells us. So that's been the number of the session.
That's Tougher Minds founder and managing director Dr. John Finn speaking about some training he delivered to a group of professional people in Manchester. The bite-sized session was just one aspect of the work that Tougher Minds undertakes within business and industry. And in this podcast, we're going to give you a greater insight into the consultancy services for this sector. Here's John Finn again, explaining more about the benefits delivered by the training.
People engaged in our programmes report a 20 to 30% increase in productivity. They also report increased morale, increased interpersonal relationships. And we know that there's some kind of virtuous cycle in the companies that we work within. So there really is some good performance indicators coming back based on the training that we do with people.
A range of people from one of HSBC's regional teams were present at the session you've just heard about. They're involved in business development and management roles. Anthony Wilde is one of the company's regional relationship managers.
We work in an environment today where it's very fast-paced, where there's quite a number of demands on us in our day-to-day duties. And it's quite different in terms of what the Tougher Minds programme delivers as to the typical type of training that we get. And marginal increases in performance can be massive benefits to us in our roles, and that's something that hopefully on the back of today's session the guys will have been provided with a number of new tools to help promote improved performance. This is something which is quite different from the typical type of training that we receive, and it's given the guys and girls in the team quite a lot of material to go back and think about, but also to be able to narrow that down to some quite individual habits within their daily lives as to how they can look to adapt those and improve self-control, improve discipline, to ultimately improve performance and efficiency. I think it was quite alarming from the session as to when you focus on your day-to-day habits, how habitual you do become in day-to-day life. And so these tools will be extremely useful to be able to look at just a few tasks which we do which may be proven detrimental to performance at the moment, to be able to make some minor tweaks and work on those over a number of weeks and months in order to be able to eliminate those and ultimately reap the rewards from it.
And here's more feedback from members of the HSBC team. These people were speaking at the conclusion of the training session.
I'll definitely be more mindful about planning, so I plan when I go into meetings. I don't think you plan about your behaviours and plan about how you run your own mind, so I'll probably take some of that away and find how I can actually plan what I do internally as well as what I do externally.
Yeah, I've just spoken to two or three on the way out. Interestingly, they were all not ready for the session to finish, so they were all completely still engaged at the end, which 2 hours after lunch, that's normally, I've had enough, I want to go, and they were all still in learning mode, they still were fascinated with the subject matter. Loads to think about, some of it very personal for them, so they've all got individual bits that they'll take away and start to work with, which is great news for me.
I think content really interesting and some good practical things they can go and start thinking about using back in the workplace.
Some of the key elements of Tougher Minds training services for industry and business are set out in an ebook written by John Finn. It's called The Elite Business Athlete. It's available as a free download from the Tougher Minds website, tougherminds.co.uk. You'll see it on the front page. This new ebook shows how anybody involved in business can draw on lessons from elite sport to boost their own performance in their work and their life. The elite sporting case studies include Jessica Ennis-Hill, Sir Clive Woodward, Johnny Wilkinson, Novak Djokovic, and the Rugby World Cup winning New Zealand All Blacks. The Elite Business Athlete also provides a snapshot of the way in which Tougher Minds programs can make potentially complex psychological concepts both practical and tangible, and it explains some of Tougher Minds' key performance principles. The book contains 7 chapters. These include an introduction to the human brain, as well as chapters on building good habits, controlling what Tougher Minds refers to as your activation, making use of mental imagery and self-talk to improve performance, and maintaining useful levels of confidence. Let's listen to John Finn talking about one of these. In this clip, John discusses the way in which rugby star Johnny Wilkinson uses self-talk to help him manage his mental processes to deal effectively with highly pressurised situations.
The big misconception is that we're often not thinking about anything, that often our mind is empty. And it's completely incorrect, because if you're stood upright, you're thinking. Your brain is continually detecting things, processing it, and giving you some sort of feedback. And in psychology, we think about thoughts as pictures, visualisation, and words, self-talk. And if we want to get really good at controlling our thoughts, a good way to think about it is we've got to get really good at controlling what we're saying to ourselves and controlling the pictures we're seeing in our head. A great example of a world-class athlete who's very consciously planned to control his words and pictures in his head as he's performing a skill is Johnny Wilkinson. When he kicks conversions or penalty kicks, he's very much consciously controlling the words and the pictures in his head. So, for example, when he puts the ball down, he's controlling the image and he's actually starting to see the best kick he's ever made from that position. And he's telling himself, almost on a pair of invisible headphones, that he can make the kick. That's his self-talk. When he's striking the ball, he's imagining a surge of energy run down his leg. And he's thinking to himself, nice and smooth. So he's very deliberately controlling the words and the pictures in his head all the way through his routine. Now remember, imagery and self-talk are skills. And the more pressure there is in a situation, the more difficult it will be to use your orbital frontal cortex to control what you're saying to yourself and what you're imagining. With practice, you can get really good at controlling these thought processes.
That's just a brief insight into how Tougher Minds' free ebook, The Elite Business Athlete, uses examples from the very best in the sporting world to show how you can use the same approach to improve your personal performance and enhance qualities, including leadership, management, and motivating a team of people. Remember, The Elite Business Athlete is free to download from the Tougher Minds website, tougherminds.co.uk. Just go to the homepage and you'll see it on the right-hand side. If you're looking at the mobile site, look for the button which says Free Business Performance eBook. We hope this podcast has given you a greater understanding of some aspects of Tougher Minds training and other services for business and industry. As we approach the conclusion, let's hear from more people who've experienced the programmes. This is a group from Leeds University Business School who worked with John Finn over a period of 3 weeks to learn to build better habits to improve their performance. Here's what they thought.
Very informative, very helpful. It's helped me think through a lot of my routines and wasted energies, basically. And has got me to really think through what I do on a daily basis.
I really like how it's very engaging, very easy to understand, but yet there's lots of sort of research behind it, and lots of really interesting things that keep you motivated, and get you to understand how you can better yourself and potentially better others around you.
What's been useful is thinking about different strategies to deal with some of those issues, and to think about improving our own productivity and performance. I think that's been the real take-home for me over the past few sessions.
Well, I think there are three things for me, really. One is about a very personal awareness of the ability to take charge of yourself, which is quite powerful. And then the second thing is around presenting that in a way that increases your own personal performance. And for me, I think it's also thinking beyond that to how do I get my team to perform at a higher level. So I think there's sort of three things going on: personal development, personal performance, and then group performance, team performance. This is very person-centered, and it feels like this is giving you time to reflect on yourself, think about new ways of organizing your activities to really build good habits. And I can't recall another program where I've perhaps spent as much time thinking about that and thinking about myself in the context of myself, my work, and then my performance.
I found it very, very useful. I also feel that I can help roll this out to my students as well, helping them plan and helping them plan their daily routines, and maybe help them work more efficiently too. Essential for those who want to make a change in their life and operate more efficiently and effectively.
Tougher Minds provides a very interactive way for you to build your own personal resilience and to use your own mind to create a better reality for you.
I've been to some training events for personal development, but I think what was useful about this was being able to do something over a period of time and use that really productively and be able to work on that and act on it. And that's been really helpful.
We hope you've enjoyed listening to this podcast and that you've gained a greater understanding of how Tougher Minds training can help a wide range of people in business and industry. Don't forget to visit the Tougher Minds website, tougherminds.co.uk, to download the free Elite Business Athlete ebook. It shows how the mental approaches of elite sporting performers can be used in your life and work, and it will give you a greater insight into the power of Tougher Minds programs. Also, check out the Tougher Minds bite-sized business training. You can find more details of that on the website. Thanks for listening to this podcast. We'll be back with another very soon.
If you want to fulfill your potential or help other people fulfill their potential so you can feel great and get the rewards and respect you deserve, then I want to give you a free physical copy of my new best-selling book, because you deserve to know the truth. The most important things for fulfilling your potential are not tips, tricks, hacks, therapy, coaching, meditation, breathwork, goal setting, journaling, or finding your why. I know it sounds irrational because we're so used to hearing about using these things to help us fulfill our potential. But these approaches are outdated and ineffective, and they are based on a big lie.
To find out more and get your free physical copy of Dr. John Finn's best-selling book, The Habit Mechanic, go to tougherminds.co.uk.